This is the Sakar Moli of the 1st of April, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, the Father is the knowledgeful one. To call him Jani Jananhar, one who knows what is inside each one's heart, is the wrong praise of him. The Father comes to change you from impure to pure. Question. Together with praise of the Father, who else has the most praise? What is that praise? Answer. 1. Together with the Father's praise, Bharat too has been praised a lot. Only Bharat is an imperishable land. Only Bharat becomes heaven. The Father makes the people of Bharat wealthy, happy and pure. 2. There is limitless praise of the Gita. It is also the jewel, the mother of all the scriptures. 3. There is also a great deal of praise of you living Ganges of this knowledge. You have emerged directly from the ocean of knowledge. Om Shanti. New as well as old children understand the meaning of Om Shanti. You children now know that all of us are souls and that we are the children of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The Supreme Soul is the highest on high and the most loved. He is everyone's beloved. The significance of this knowledge and that devotion has been explained to you children. This knowledge means the day, the golden and silver ages. And devotion means the night, the copper and iron ages. All of this refers to Bharat. It is you people of Bharat who are the first ones to come down. The cycle of 84 births is for you people of Bharat. Bharat is an imperishable land. Only the land of Bharat becomes heaven. No other land becomes heaven. It has been explained to you children that there is only Bharat in the golden age new world. Only Bharat is called heaven. Then whilst the residents of Bharat are taking 84 births, they become residents of hell. From residents of hell, they then become residents of heaven. At present, all are residents of hell. Only Bharat will remain. All other lands will be destroyed. The praise of the land of Bharat is limitless. It is only in Bharat that the Father comes and teaches you Raja Yoga. This is the most elevated confluence age, the age of the Gita. Only Bharat is to become the most elevated land. At present, the original, eternal deity religion doesn't exist. Neither that kingdom nor that age exist now. All of you children know that only God is called the World Almighty Authority. The people of Bharat make the big mistake of saying that God is Antaryami, one who knows what is inside everyone and knows what is in each one's heart. The Father says, I don't know what is inside everyone. My task is to purify the impure. Many say, Shiv Baba, you are Antaryami. Baba says, I am not that. I don't know what is inside each one's heart. I simply come to purify the impure. You invoke me into the impure world. I only come once when the old world has to be made new. People do not know when the old world becomes new or when the new world becomes old. Everything definitely has to change from new to old as it goes through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. Human beings too are like this. A baby is at first Sato Pradhan, Then he becomes an adult and then elderly. That is, he goes through the stages of Rajo and Tamo. When someone's body is old, that soul leaves it and enters another body as a baby again. You children know how elevated Bharat was in that new world. The praise of Bharat is limitless. There is no other land as happy, wealthy or pure as Bharat was. The Father has now come to make it Satopradhan again. The Satopradhan world is being established. Who created the Trimurti?
Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar.
Shiva is the highest on high. People speak of Trimurti Brahma, but they don't understand the meaning of that. In fact, they should say Trimurti Shiva, not Trimurti Brahma. They speak of the greatest deity of all deities. They believe Shankar to be the highest. Therefore, they should then say Trimurti Shankar. Why do they say Trimurti Brahma? Shiva is the creator. It is remembered that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, creates Brahmins through Brahma. On the path of devotion, people call the knowledgeful father Janijananhar, one who knows everything. That praise has no meaning. You children know that you are now to receive the inheritance from the Father. He himself teaches us Brahmins because he is the Father and the Supreme Teacher. He explains the history and geography of the world and how you go around the cycle too. Only he is knowledgeful. It isn't that he is Janijananhar. That is a mistake. I simply come to purify the impure and give them their fortune of the kingdom for 21 births. The happiness of the path of devotion, which the sannyasis, the hatha yogis, don't know about, is only temporary. They remember the Brahm element. The Brahm element is not God. Only incorporeal Shiva is God. He is the Father of all souls. The place of residence of all souls is Brahmand, the sweet home. We souls come here from there to play our parts. The soul says, I leave one body and take a second body, a third body, etc. Only the people of Bharat take 84 births. Those who have performed a lot of devotion also take a lot of this knowledge. The father says, you may live at home with your families, but you have to follow Srimat. All of you souls are lovers of the one beloved, the Supreme Soul. You have been remembering him since the beginning of the path of devotion. Souls remember the Father. This is a land of sorrow. We souls were originally residents of the land of peace. We then went to that land of happiness and took 84 births. The meaning of hum so hum, as I was, so shall I be, has been explained to you. Those people simply say that each soul is the Supreme Soul and that the Supreme Soul is in each soul. The Father has now explained, you were the deities who then became the warriors, merchants and shudras. We have now become Brahmins in order to become deities again. This is its true meaning. The other interpretation is completely wrong. In the Golden Age there was the one deity religion. It was an undivided kingdom. Then, when the other religions began, it became divided, The devilish kingdom of Ravan begins when the Copper Age begins. There is no kingdom of Ravan in the Golden Age, and so there are none of the five vices either. That world is completely viceless. You are godly students. That one is the father, and he is also the teacher. He grants you children salvation and sends you to heaven. Therefore, he is all three, the father, the teacher, and the guru. You have become his children. Therefore, you should have so much happiness. It is because this is Ravan's kingdom that people do not know anything. People burn an effigy of Ravan every year, but they do not know who Ravan is. You children know that Ravan is the greatest enemy of Bharat. Only you children are given this knowledge by the knowledgeful father. Only that father is the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of bliss. You clouds are being filled by the ocean of knowledge, and you will then go and shower the rain of this knowledge. You are the Ganges of knowledge. It is you who are praised. The father says, I have now come to make you pure. You become pure in this one birth by remembering me, and you become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. Only I am the purifier. Increase your remembrance as much as possible. You don't have to say Shiv Baba with your mouth. A lover remembers her beloved. Once they see each other, their intellects only remember each other. On the path of devotion, when someone remembers a particular deity and worships that one, he has a vision of that one. That is only for a temporary period. Whilst performing devotion, they continue to come down. Death is now standing in front of you. After the cries of distress, there will be cries of victory. Rivers of blood have to flow in Bharat. Signs of civil war are visible now. Everything has become Tamopradhan. You are now becoming Satopradhan. Those who became deities in the previous cycle will claim the same inheritance from the Father. Those who have done less devotion will take less of this knowledge. They will also claim a status, number-wise, amongst the subjects. Good effort makers follow Srimat and claim a good status. You need to have good manners. Imbibe divine virtues so well that they last you for 21 births. Everyone now has devilish traits. This is a devilish world, an impure world. The history and geography of the world has been explained to you children. At this time the father says, make effort to have remembrance now, and you will become real gold. Satyug is the golden age. It is true gold. And then there is the alloy of silver in the Silver Age. The degrees continue to decrease. There are now no degrees left. It is when the world reaches such a state that the Father comes. This is fixed in the drama. Everyone in the kingdom of Ravan has become so senseless. Even though they are actors in this unlimited drama, they do not know the beginning, the middle, or the end of the drama. You too are actors. You know that you have come here to play your parts. However, even though you knew that you were actors, you didn't know this drama. Therefore, the unlimited Father would say, "You became so senseless. I am now making you sensible like diamonds." Then Ravan makes you like shells. Only I come and take you back with me. This impure world will then be destroyed. I take everyone back home like a swarm of mosquitoes. Your aim and objective is in front of you. You have to become like them. Only then will you become residents of heaven. You Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are making this effort. People's intellects are Tamo Pradhan, and so they don't understand that since there are so many of you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, there must also definitely be Prajapita Brahma. Brahmins are the top knot. They then become deities. They have removed you Brahmins and Shiva from the pictures. You Brahmins are now making Bharat into heaven. Acha, to you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to claim a high status, follow Srimat and imbibe good manners. 2. Become true lovers who only remember the one beloved. Continue to increase your practice of remembrance as much as possible. Blessing. May you remain aware that you are an instrument and become double light and so close the gates to Maya. Those who constantly move along while considering themselves to be instruments automatically experience the double light stage. Have this awareness. Karan Karavanhar is inspiring me and I am an instrument. And you will experience success. To have the consciousness of I means to open the gates to Maya. To consider yourself to be an instrument means to close the gates to Maya. By considering yourself to be an instrument, you become a conqueror of Maya and you also become double light. Together with this, you also achieve success. This awareness becomes the basis of your claiming number one. Slogan. Perform every act while being Trikal Darshi and you will easily achieve success. Avyakt signal. Remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. The meaning of a Shiv Shakti is to be combined with the Father. The Father and I, both together, are said to be a Shiv Shakti. No one can separate those who are combined. Remember that you have a right to remain combined. Previously you were seekers, and you are now those who remain with him. Constantly have this intoxication. Om Shanti. Elevated versions from Mateshwariji. 1. Human souls experience their future reward according to their complete income. Look. Many people think that they have received this knowledge at this time because of their good income from their past births. However, it is not like that. We know that we have received the good fruit of our past births. The cycle of each kalpa continues to turn and changes from sato to rajo to tamo, but according to the drama, there is a margin for you to create a reward by making effort. This is why in the Golden Age, some are kings or queens, some are servants, and others have the status of subjects. The success of this effort is that there is no duality there, there is no jealousy there, and even the people are happy there. The king and queen look after their people like a mother and father would look after their children. There the poor and the wealthy are all content. From the efforts you make in this one birth, you will experience happiness for 21 births. This income is imperishable, and from this imperishable income and imperishable knowledge, you receive an imperishable status. We are now going to a golden-aged world. This is a practical play that is being performed. Here it is not a question of magic. 2. The directions of a guru and of the scriptures are not God's directions. God says, "Children, those directions from gurus and scriptures are not my directions. They simply give directions in my name, but in fact, I know my directions. I come and tell you about meeting me. Before that, no one knew my address." Although versions of God are mentioned in the Gita, it was human beings who wrote the Gita. God Himself is the ocean of knowledge. The memorial of the elevated versions that God spoke is the Gita. Scholars, pundits, and teachers say that God spoke the elevated versions in Sanskrit, and that we cannot find God without learning that. They trap us into the rituals of karma even more. If we climb that ladder of studying the Vedas and scriptures, we would then have to come down to the same extent. That is, we would have to forget that. We have to connect our intellects in yoga with the one God, because God clearly says, "You cannot find me by all those rituals of karma or by studying the Vedas and scriptures." Look what scriptures did Dhruv, Prahlad or Mira study, devotees mentioned in the scriptures. Here you even have to forget everything you have studied. For instance, Arjuna studied and he had to forget all of that. God's clear elevated versions are, "Remember me in every breath." There is no need to do anything for this. Until you receive this knowledge, there is just the path of devotion. However, when the lamp of this knowledge is ignited, you become free from all the rituals of karma. Because if you were to leave your body while doing all of those physical things, what benefit would you receive? You neither created a reward, nor did you receive liberation from the karmic accounts of the karmic bondages. People think that good acts are not telling lies, not stealing, and not causing someone sorrow. However, here you have to liberate yourselves from all bondages of karma for all time, and also remove the roots of sin actions. We now wish to sow such seeds that a tree of good karma emerges. So, understand the task of human life and perform elevated karma. Acha.